believe that this sermon does fit with everything that's been going on.
Y con decir eso, pues creo que este sermón que voy a dar aplica con todo lo que ha pasado esta semana.
You are a child of God.
Tú eres un hijo de Dios.
Let us pray.
Vamos a orar.
God in heaven, we thank you so much for giving us this beautiful day. Yes, beautiful day. Because even though it's raining, we can wake up and be able to be alive and come here to your house of worship. I pray now as we open up scripture, as we open up the scriptures, Father, that you allow us to see how your mighty word can move mountains, the mountains in our hearts. Help us to understand, help us to accept, and help us to teach others. We love you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so I want you guys to try out something.
Quiero que ustedes traten algo.
Kids found this out really quick.
Los niños saben esto muy
bien. Can you believe that if you pinch your elbow,
ustedes pueden creer que si ustedes se pellizcan su codo,
you won't feel a thing? You won't feel the pain that you would feel if you were to pinch the just a few inches or a few like centimeters above. Try to pinch your elbow.
No sienten el dolor como
do you feel the same
si
pain of pinching if
lado.
You were to pinch
pellizquense en su codo.
Your arm or anything like that? Do you feel that? It's nothing, right? You don't feel that hurt that you would normally feel.
No sienten nada cuando se pellizcan aquí.
But yeah, it's all part of your what? Your body, right?
Pero sí es parte de su cuerpo.
How is it that little area there out of the whole arm, right, doesn't feel the same way
¿Cómo
when you pinch
es que
it
esa parte de todo
on other,
el brazo
other parts?
Se pellizcan ahí y no lo sienten.
Well, my friends, like that's a mystery. I'm pretty sure there's scientific reasons why and all that, but like that's a mystery to most of us. I also want to share a mystery that most of us know, but sometimes we don't know.
Así como eso puede ser un misterio para nosotros, quiero enseñarte de un misterio hoy que a lo mejor no sabemos.
The first thing that I would like to let you guys know is that you are chosen.
La primera es que quiero compartir con ustedes es que ustedes son escogidos.
You are chosen according to 1 Peter 2:9.
De acuerdo a Primera de Pedro 2:9.
It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous what?
Light.
Amen.
Mas vosotros sois linaje escogido, real sacerdocio, nación santa, pueblo adquirido por Dios, para que anunciéis las virtudes de aquel que os llamó las tinieblas a su luz admirable.
My friends, you and I were chosen by God.
Tú y yo hemos sido escogidos por Dios.
Isn't that an amazing thing that the God of the universe, okay, the God that holds the stars and everything in it, and it's in his own hands, he has chosen little bitty you and I to be part of that grand, of the grandness of this universe.
¿No es algo maravilloso que el Dios del cielo te haya escogido a ti y a mí?
And so when we look here where it says you are chosen to, as a race, as a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, my friends, this is telling us that we have been chosen not just for just being here today, just sitting at this, you know, pew and just listening to the pastor.
Cuando dice aquí que somos linaje escogido, real sacerdocio, nación santa de Dios, no es solamente hemos sido escogidos para sentarnos aquí en la iglesia.
You and I were chosen to be royal priesthood.
Pero para hacer algo más grande como real sacerdocio.
What does that mean? What does that royal mean? What does that tell us? What is that conveying to us today when we're told that we're royal priesthood, my friends?
¿Qué es lo que significa eso para nosotros?
Well, can I make a suggestion? That means that we belong to the kingdom of whom?
God.
Of God. Not just any God, but the King of Kings. Amen?
¿Puedo hacer una sugerencia? Eso significa que nosotros somos parte del reino de Dios, que somos hijos del rey de Dios.
And because we are chosen to be royal priesthood, on top of that, there's another title there that it tells us that we're also a holy nation.
Y que también somos nación santa.
Now, you and I may think that we do not act holy, but he calls us holy, not because we are holy, but because what?
Because he's holy. Tú no eres santo, pero nosotros somos llamados santos porque somos hijos de Dios.
So you and I were adopted into this.
Porque nosotros somos adoptados en esto.
By the blood of Christ.
Por la sangre de Cristo.
Which we'll look on further on. It says here, a people of his own possession. He desires us. He possesses us.
Somos
amen.
Hijos de su posesión. Somos
we were created in his image.
Somos creados a su imagen.
That we may proclaim what?
Que proclamemos qué? El evangelio, la mejor noticia. La excelencia. La perfección del amor.
That no matter what anybody tells me, my friends, it's telling me that I am someone.
Yo amo esta palabra porque aunque alguien me diga lo contrario, yo sé que yo soy
alguien. It's telling me that I belong to something.
Yo pertenezco a algo.
It's telling me that I have a purpose to serve in this world.
Tengo un propósito para en este mundo.
And so I am to proclaim, not just through my words, but through my actions, through my attitude, through the way that I walk, the way that I present myself as a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a person that has excellence because not because there's excellence in me, but because God adopted me into his excellence, his holiness,
con palabras,
the priesthood.
Pero con acción en mis comportamiento, en mis palabras.
And when I walk through the valleys of shadow of death, I fear no evil because what? The light is standing with me in the middle of the darkness.
Y cuando estoy en oscuridad, no temo porque sé que Dios está conmigo y me da luz.
My brothers and sisters, sometimes this is hard for us to captivate. Especially when we had a childhood or maybe we had a past that was dark. And we have people to blame for the darkness in our lives that sometimes eclipses us into adulthood.
A veces es difícil cuando estamos en oscuridad ver este propósito que Dios tiene para nosotros.
I was, as I was telling a little bit of my story to the kids, I had a stepdad that I called him Pa, I called him Dad, and some of you may know my story.
Le contaba a los estudiantes que yo tenía un padrastro al quien yo llamaba papá.
And I learned to love him like he was my dad. I didn't know anybody else that was
y
my
yo
dad.
Yo aprendí a amarlo como si fuera mi papá porque yo no tenía nadie más a quien llamar papá.
But I recall the moment that my brother was born.
Pero me recuerdo cuando entonces mi hermano nació.
And it came to the moment in which I recall this like it happened yesterday.
Y recuerdo esto como si hubiera pasado ayer.
He used to take me to go play baseball and a little bit of hoops here and there, but more baseball. He was a very big baseball fan, being Puerto Rican. That's the sport that they play over in Puerto Rico.
Antes que mi hermano naciera, mi padrastro me llevaba a jugar pelota con él.
But now my little brother joined us.
Pero ahora entra mi hermano.
And it was okay, you know. Having a little brother, you know, try to hit the ball and teaching him and stuff like that. My dad was a little bit more hard on me when it came to playing baseball and all that. But I took it like a man, you know how they say. You take
y estaba
it like a man.
Bien que mi hermano jugara con nosotros. Mi padrastro era más duro conmigo que con mi hermano.
A little traumatized, but I took it like a man. But what I didn't say like a man was the fact that I recall that one day a friend of his approached him.
Pero un día, un amigo de él vino.
And he said to him, oh, these are your children. These are your two boys.
Y él mi padrastro estaba con nosotros dos y le dijo, oh, estos son tus hijos.
And in his mind, I don't think he did it on purpose. I think it just came out. I don't think he meant any ill by it. But he said, oh, no, no, this one is mine and this one is my wife's.
Y en esos momentos, no sé si yo creo que no lo hizo a propósito, pero él dijo, no, este es mi hijo biológico, pero este es hijo de mi esposa.
That hurt.
Y en ese momento, eso a mí me dolió.
Maybe he didn't think I knew what that really meant, but
a lo mejor él pensó que yo no sabía lo que significaba.
Because it meant I didn't belong.
Pero para mí significaba que yo no pertenecía a él.
It meant that I was just that, a stepchild, maybe just a burden.
Para mí en ese momento, yo significó que solamente yo era un hijo adoptado.
And the evidence of that was the years that transpired where I would get, you know, mistreated in different ways, and my brother had a lot of preference, you know, to him. you know, there was a lot of preference going on there.
Y después de ahí hubo mucha preferencia ahora con mi hermano y no conmigo.
So I wasn't chosen. I was just, I didn't have a dad, you know. That's how I felt.
Y en esos momentos sentí que yo no tenía un papá.
And so, but I still called him dad. It's just amazing how I still call him dad.
Pero aún
still,
así yo I lo wanted llamaba it so papá. Bad.
I wanted it so bad to have a father. I really did.
Yo en realidad deseaba tener un papá.
But here I don't have to worry about that because it says that I am chosen.
Pero aquí en este versículo yo no me tengo que preocupar de eso porque dice Dios que yo soy escogido por
And
él.
As I was looking for that fatherly love from my stepdad.
Y mientras yo buscaba ese amor de padre en mi padrastro.
There was another love that I was learning of, and it says here that we are loved, you are loved.
Y aquí hay otro versículo que nos dice que nosotros somos amados.
1 John 4:9-10 says, "This is how God showed his love among us, that he sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as atoning sacrifice for our sins."
En esto se mostró el amor de Dios para con nosotros, en que Dios envió a su Hijo unigénito al mundo para que vivamos por él. En esto consiste el amor, no en que nosotros hayamos amado a Dios, sino en que él nos amó a nosotros y envió a su Hijo en propiciación por nuestros pecados.
My family had, I had a lot of problems in my home. We all had problems in our home, right?
At some point. Estuvimos muchos problemas en nuestro hogar.
The love wasn't really there.
At least, amor no era la prioridad
look like
en
it.
Mi hogar.
And so I remember I used to love going to church.
A mí me encantaba ir a la iglesia.
It was something about church as a kid that going into that Sabbath school class and then having this teacher, she used to pour out her heart with us, you know, and teach us about God and his love
era algo
and stories.
Acerca de ir a la iglesia, la escuela sabática, la maestra nos daba tanto amor.
And I recall that one day my mother, who had left the church,
y me recuerdo que un día mi mamá que
she stopped taking me to church and stuff like that.
Dejó de ir a la iglesia y dejó de llevarme a la iglesia.
Church had rejected her because she had joined the military.
La iglesia la rechazó a ella porque empezó a ir a ingresar en el
But I remember as I was getting dressed, ready to church because they're going to pick me up. I was so excited to go to church. And I'm fixing myself. My tie was all messed up, you know, and like a mom does, she tries to fix you up before they pick you up.
Yo estaba tan contento porque me iban a venir a recoger para ir a la iglesia.
As she straightened my tie up, she says, son, don't ever leave this church. This is the church that has the truth.
Y cuando yo me estaba vistiendo, aunque mi mamá no iba a ir, me dijo, hijo, nunca dejes esta iglesia, esta es la iglesia verdadera.
And when she told me those words, for some reason they resonated with me.
Y esas palabras se quedaron en mí.
Because I love this church.
Porque sí, yo amaba esta iglesia.
You know why I love the church?
¿Sabes por qué amaba esta iglesia?
Because in the church I felt loved.
Porque en la iglesia yo sentí amor.
That was the truth. To
esa
me.
Era la verdad para mí.
That was the truth that I needed to hear, that I needed to experience. It was the love of the brothers and sisters that were in love with Christ,
esa
that were able to show the priesthood that Jesus talks about, the royalty and the excellence. All that love was poured down on me by the church.
Ese amor que yo recibí en la iglesia era el amor porque los hermanos amaban a Dios y ellos expresaban eso en mí.
Some of that love comes from these two individuals sitting right here.
Mucho de ese amor es de mi suegro.
I wanted to share it with their wives, the love they gave to me, you know? That's how that happens. It trickles down. But that's the only love that I learned.
Pero eso fue el único amor que recibí y el único amor que aprendí, el de la iglesia.
My friends, we have to understand that sacrifice that Jesus has done
Tenemos
for us.
Que entender que ese sacrificio que hizo Jesús por nosotros,
it will never be something that we deserve.
Es algo que no merecemos.
But it's something that automatically and genuinely comes from Christ.
Pero es algo que auténticamente viene de Dios.
It says not that we love God.
No es que nosotros amamos a Dios.
This particular phrase here is insinuating, is stating to us that the fact that God doesn't love us because we do good things and we decide to live a certain way and lifestyle. No, God loved us even before all that.
Esto no significa que Dios nos ama nada más cuando hacemos cosas.
He loved me when I was damaged goods.
Sino que Dios nos ama en todo el tiempo, aun cuando
cometimos errores. When I had a broken heart and I really hated my stepfather for doing certain things to me.
Dios me amaba aun cuando yo odiaba a mi padrastro porque abusaba.
When I hated when my mom used to leave my home for 2 weeks with that man that tortured me weeks while she was gone, whether it was the army or whatever it was, when they had a fight. And I had to stay with that man in a closet. I had to stay in a closet hiding from that man every day.
Dios me amaba aun cuando odiaba a mi padrastro, cuando mi mamá se iba por 2 semanas y él me maltrataba.
It was that love of God that reminded me church is coming.
Era ese amor de Dios que me decía ya el mismo sábado vienes, vas a ir a la iglesia.
You know, it came a point where my dad, he ended up getting cancer.
Llegó un punto donde mi papá tuvo cáncer.
He had a disease that was eating him alive, besides the cancer.
Tenía otra enfermedad que también estaba consumiéndole.
And so I remember the day that he called me to sit next to him in the sofa.
Y me acuerdo cuando él me llamó un día para sentarme al lado de él en el sofá.
He was already blind, pretty much.
Ya le había perdido la vista.
He lost so much weight.
Había perdido mucho
peso. The cancer
was
eating him up alive.
El cáncer lo estaba consumiendo.
The treatment that they were giving him, I mean, he looked it like a skeleton.
Él parecía un esqueleto.
He used to get seizures.
Le daban
sometimes while
epiléptico.
He was using the bathroom, he would get a seizure. I had to clean him up, bathe him, like he was a baby.
Y yo tuve que atenderlo como si fuera un bebé.
The very man that I hated.
El mismo hombre que yo odiaba.
Or at least that's what I thought.
O por lo menos eso es lo que yo
the
pensaba.
Very man that I wished him dead when he would torture me
el
at times.
El mismo hombre que yo quería que muriera
but
por
I still
todo
him,
lo que el abuso que me daba.
But I still called him dad.
Pero aún así yo lo llamaba papá.
This is amazing how God works. He finally gets up from the sofa and sits up and says, "Omar, come sit next to me."
Él pudo de alguna manera sentarse y dijo, "Omar, ven y siéntate al
lado mío." Please come here. He didn't know where I was. He just kind of like hinted, like, "Come here, sit next to me." And I said, yeah, dad, what's going on? And I sit next to him. And he says to me, Omar, the doctor said that I have 3 months to live.
Y le dijo, Omar, el doctor dice que tengo 3 meses para vivir.
But last night I had a dream.
Pero anoche yo tuve un sueño.
And in that dream, the doctor actually told me I had 3 days to live. And I believe God revealed that to me.
Y en el sueño, el doctor me dijo que eran 3 días. Y yo creo que eso es un sueño que Dios me reveló.
So I want to tell you something.
Entonces quiero decirte algo.
Says, please forgive me.
Por favor, perdóname.
Forgive me because I know I didn't treat you right.
Porque yo sé que yo no te traté bien.
I know I didn't do it. I didn't do things the right way.
Yo sé que yo no hice las cosas bien contigo.
And I treated you bad.
Y te traté mal.
And at that moment, I don't know if it was the fact that I didn't know how to process that information.
Y en ese momento no sé si fue que yo no pude procesar bien esa información.
But I said, Dad, don't worry about it. You're gonna be fine. He says, No, I know I'm gonna die.
Pero
in 3
le dije,
days.
Papi, no te apures. Tú vas a estar bien.
And
y
said,
él dijo, No, yo voy
I
a
said,
morir
no,
en 3 días.
You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be just fine. Don't worry about it, Dad. He goes, no, but and you know he has his tears coming down his eyes as he's asking for forgiveness.
Y yo le decía, no, tú vas a estar bien. Y él llorando decía, no, yo voy a morir como preguntándome por perdón.
And I said, I forgive you, Dad. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Y él, yo le dije, no te apures. Yo te perdono. Todo va a estar bien.
And I remember the day that he passed away, that Sabbath, I had to go to church. I chose to go to church.
Y me acuerdo que cuando él falleció ese sábado, yo tuve que ir a la iglesia.
And it's crazy because all I could think of is guilt because I wished him dead.
Y todo lo que yo podía pensar ese sábado era culpa porque en realidad yo deseaba que él muriera.
And now like I don't have a father. Now my brother doesn't have a father.
Y ahora yo no tengo un papá y mi hermano no tiene un papá.
And I have this guilt at 12, 13 years old, this guilt that is just I went to the bathroom, I remember, and I was just crying to God.
A los 12 años tenía esta culpa y yo fui al baño y lloraba.
I said, Lord, forgive me, I didn't want him dead.
Dios, perdóname, no, yo no deseaba que él muriera.
And even though, you know, he did what he did at home, at church, he loved the church too.
Y aunque él hacía lo que hacía en la casa, yo sé que él amaba a la iglesia.
And I remember him, every time that I would sit in the front, because I learned how to sit in the front. He used to make me sit in the front. I learned when I sat in the front, I envisioned him at times playing the trumpet. He played the trumpet really nice and really good.
Y yo me acuerdo que cuando yo me sentaba al frente en la iglesia, él tocaba la trompeta.
I remember the time that he was preaching, and I was paying attention to everything that he was doing. He was preaching, and he said the number one, but he used the middle finger by mistake. And I was like, oh!
Yo me acuerdo que él estaba tocando la trompeta y...
I remember when I used to also sing and I would move side to side. I had the spirit of moving. I was, you know, my ADD kicked in, you know, and I had this moving thing and he would hold me still.
Y yo me acuerdo, él era bien estricto. So I wouldn't move. Yo me acuerdo que cuando cantaban en la iglesia, yo me movía y él me paraba porque él no quería que yo me moviera.
My friends, this verse right here in 1 John 1:9.
Este versículo en Primera de Juan
It really liberated me from my guilt. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us for our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Me ayudó mucho con la, este versículo me ayudó mucho con la culpa que yo sentía. Dice, si confesamos nuestros pecados, él es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados y limpiarnos de toda maldad.
What have we not confessed to the Lord? He is faithful. At the end of the day, we have the opportunity to let it all go.
¿Qué no hemos confesado a Dios?
Why carry the burden? Why carry the burden of sin in our life?
¿Por qué cargar con el peso del pecado cuando podemos venir delante de Dios y confesar nuestros pecados?
It's nothing good that we do.
No es nada de lo que nosotros hagamos.
He purifies us.
Él nos purifica
and cleanses us of all unrighteousness.
Y nos da su justicia.
The next one is that you are saved.
Y el próximo, la próxima es que tú eres salvo.
Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God.
Efesios 2:8 dice, porque por gracia sois salvos por medio de la fe, y esto no es de vosotros, pues es don de Dios.
When it says here that, and this is not from yourselves, even the faith itself is not from us.
Y cuando dice aquí, y esto no es de vosotros, aún la fe no viene de nosotros.
It is all him doing the work.
Es todo Dios haciendo el
trabajo en nosotros. It is his grace. It is his mercy.
Es su gracia, that allows us to have faith. Que nos ayuda a tener fe.
To continue moving on.
Para poder continuar hacia adelante.
To continue to trust.
Para continuar confiando en
continue
él.
To have more faith.
Para continuar creciendo nuestra
continue
fe.
No matter how many times our past comes at us and tries to devour us like a lion, like a roaring lion. We say no because I have a God that has forgiven me. I have grace that is abundant. I have everything that I need in him who sacrificed everything on the cross for me and resurrected with power, defeating death.
Y continuar hacia adelante, aunque el pasado quiera hundirme, entender que Dios me ha perdonado y poder continuar hacia adelante porque Dios es poderoso.
You see, D.L. Moody said it in this case, in this reference to this, the two thieves on the cross. When they were on the cross, of course, there was one that, you know, in the book of between Matthew and Mark, they both state that they were, you know, as well mocking Jesus and all that, but Luke gives an actual description of this conversation that they had, right?
Cuando se habla de los dos ladrones al lado de la cruz.
And I don't think it was just because that Luke wanted to add this.
Lucas explica algo importante acerca de esta
situación. These two individuals were also sacrificed. They were also nailed to the cross.
Vemos que estos dos ladrones también estaban clavados en la cruz.
And D.L. says that this is, Moody says that this is a perfect illustration of the fact that is nothing that we can do.
Y el autor Moody de un libro dice que esta es la perfecta imagen de cuando nosotros no podemos hacer algo por nosotros mismos.
Meaning that by being nailed to the cross,
de por ser clavados en la cruz,
neither our feet, neither our hands can do nothing to earn salvation.
Ni los pies ni las manos pueden hacer nada para
salvarnos. It was only looking to Christ. It was only looking to Christ and Christ alone that they were able to have the opportunity if they wished to receive the gift of life.
Lo único que ellos podían hacer en esos momentos era mirar a Jesús y desear que él hiciera algo, hiciera algo, una transformación en su vida.
Now both of them had the same opportunity.
Los dos tenían esa misma oportunidad.
But only one accepted.
Pero solo uno aceptó esa oportunidad.
One surrendered.
Uno se arrepintió. Se rindió.
And decided to be saved.
Y decidió ser salvo.
While the other one said, "Well, save us, then get us down from here."
And, mientras el otro decía, si tú eres Dios, si tú eres el Cristo, el verdadero Cristo, bájanos de aquí.
And so we have to understand that it is only by the grace of God, by the gift that he's given us,
solo por la gracia de Dios,
that he will liberate us. He has saved us, even when we don't deserve it. Even in Hebrews it says that when we were transgressors as well, he still did what he did, knowing that, my friends.
Solo por la gracia de Dios podemos ser liberados del pecado.
Knowing that even at times we would reject him.
Podemos ser transformados y aun cuando estábamos en pecado, él nos amaba sabiendo que lo podíamos rechazar.
Lastly.
Y último.
It says, you are a child of God.
Tú eres un hijo de Dios.
So in this process, we understand from the beginning that we are chosen. You have to understand that we are chosen. The second one is that when you're chosen, you understand.
De ser hijos de Dios, número uno es que somos escogidos.
The second one is that you are loved,
que
right?
Somos amados.
Once
es
you
el
understand
segundo.
You are loved, you will also understand that you are forgiven through that
y una
love.
Vez que entendemos que somos amados, entendemos que somos perdonados.
And then as you are forgiven through that love, you start understanding that you are also saved.
Y mientras tú estás en ese proceso de ser perdonado, entiendes que eres salvo.
And then this is the culmination of everything. This is how everything comes together, my friends.
Y esa es la culminación de todo, como todo eso viene junto.
The last one is that you are a child of God.
Es que tú eres un hijo de Dios.
And so when I was younger, I used to like a lot of hip hop and rap music.
Cuando yo era joven, a mí me gustaba
I tried
mucho
to, I was actually going to be in a group and I had my own rhyme and everything. And in rap, it's all about how good you are as a lyricist. Okay, it's poetry being spoken through music, right? And so I'm gonna do an illustration of that, where I was talking about myself, because rap is all about lifting up yourself.
Y cuando yo era joven, me gustaba la música rap porque es como un poema y yo encontré en la música.
When I was young, I that was my outlet to write. I used to write when I used to get mad at my mom.
A mí me gusta mucho escribir, especialmente
and I wanted
cuando,
to say sorry to her. I used to write her poems and
cuando me molestaba
songs
con mi
and
mamá,
letters.
O pasaba por un momento difícil y me gustaba escribir especialmente poemas.
So I had this one rap song that one rap bars, I guess, we call them bars that I wrote, that's called I Am What I Am. And it goes, I am what I am. Too bad if you don't understand. I bring the fine point, define every joint. Pass me the mic. Let me show you how to fight. I could blow things out of sight. Now you can see the whole light. Feel the strain in your ears. My lyrics been fierce. Wipe off them tears. Hell is breaking loose. Tighten up your Timberland boots. Here I come with the strain, driving you insane in the brain. And then I would say, this. There was a few times I needed your support, but you try to play me like an indoor sport, like racquetball, tennis, ooh, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever, but nevertheless, cleverness can express, and you've been exposed like a personal dress, and I can see through you. So what you going to do when I start stepping to you? That was my rhyme. And so, you know, as you start thinking of the process of things,
ese era uno de los rap que yo hice.
And you start learning who Christ is in your life. I stopped kind of rapping and I stopped writing and stuff like that because I thought that was from the devil. Okay.
Y cuando conocí a Dios, eso cambió. Y en vez de hacer rap, empecé a hacer poemas.
And so I'm going to read to you the difference.
Y escribí este poema.
When I found out that I was a child of God, when everything
cuando
came
yo entendí que yo era un hijo de Dios.
Together. When I found out that I was chosen and I found out that I was loved and I found out that I was forgiven
and saved
and that God sees me as his child. I was adopted into his kingdom
Y que Dios me adopta como su hijo, mi vida cambió.
Everything changed there, and I want to kind of share that with you. I shared it with the kids, I want to kind of share it with you a little bit. It changes where everything was about me. It says, when I was a little lad, I used to always carry a pen and a pad. And in it, I'd write things I wish I had, express my feelings like longing for a dad. But not all was sad. Some things I wrote were pretty funny. Other things I wrote were sweet like honey. Writing letters to God on why I feel so lonely. Although at times I knew he was there for me, like death passing me by, wrong time, wrong place with my homies. Or the time I should have died swallowing 40 pills, yet here I am to give God the glory. He went after my broken heart to create a new one. It's the beginning of the story. Now I'm not a lad who's sad writing in his pad. I'm a grown man who's glad because his dad will always have his back, no matter the slack. I can relax, and I know I can rely on the facts. Jesus is the best. Why should I even stress? All I need is his word and put through the test. I've seen it manifest. Of it, I've been blessed. And in it, you too can rest. Watch out now. He's coming for you because he loves you too. He is on pursuit to change your life. Take away the strife. Make a new one. Make you walking by his light. Now you are his child in his sight. A prince or a princess who overcomes with his might. No one can form against you and win the fight. He is the undisputed, undefeated heavyweight. Proved it at the cross so you can have life. Go investigate. Don't get it. Don't take it from me. I'm just a man with a pad writing to you how I went from sad to glad. Letting you know the transformation I had ever since I met my real dad. Now I pray you too can write something down in your pad and share it with the world, the joy that now you have. See, praise God, right? See what great love the Father has lavished on us. Lavished, meaning that there's so much of it that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. My friends, we have a job to do.
We know that. Un trabajo que hacer.
Now we know that we are children of God.
Que nosotros somos hijos de Dios.
We have a purpose.
Tenemos un propósito.
We have a destination.
Tenemos un destino.
There is a journey.
Hay una jornada.
And you can be in any part of this journey.
Y but at the end of the day, parte de esta jornada, pero al final del día,
know that you are a child of God.
Tienes que entender que tú eres un hijo de Dios.
And no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody tells you about where you were in the past or who you were yesterday, today is a day of your liberation. Today is a day that you are a child of God. And no matter where you go, you will have that light with you and you will go and preach it upon to the world.
Y no importa lo que tú fuiste en el pasado y lo que la gente diga de ti, reconoce que tú eres un hijo de Dios y que eso es lo que te mueve hacia adelante.
Sometimes that's hard, my friends, because we do see a broken world.
A veces es difícil porque vivimos en un mundo que está roto.
And we feel broken as well.
Y a veces uno también se siente así.
But there is one that started the good work in us.
Pero hay uno que empezó la buena obra en nosotros.
And he will finish it.
Y él la terminará.
I pray that you trust in him.
Y yo oro que tú confíes en él.
As I have trusted in him too.
Como yo he confiado en él en mi vida.
Let us trust him together and let us stand for the final prayer.
Vamos a confiar en Dios. Vamos a levantarnos para orar.
God in heaven, we want to thank you once more for your mercy and your grace. Because it is so big. We can never imagine how lavish it is. And we know that soon you are to return. But some of us have been broken into pieces, shattered, contrite, and broken spirit. And that's what you require, to come as is. We don't know how we're going to get fixed, Lord, but you do the fixing. Help us to trust in you. And by trusting in you is by seeking you every day. Making sure that you're the number one priority in our lives. We can't do anything without you, Father. Because every single time we try, we mess it up. And we're sorry for that. We're sorry because we let you down a lot of times. But thank you because you're faithful and true. Thank you because your word is steadfast and it goes on and on forever. Your promises, oh, you fulfill those things too. And we thank you for that. We can't wait to see you, Father. We have a lot of our members in our church that are suffering, that are going through a lot of different situations, whether it's physically, with their health, or spiritually. We have a lot of spiritual battles going on in our churches. I pray, Father, that we can have all the battles that there are, but may we know that you're always with us, and may we never give up the good fight. May we continue putting on the armor. And whenever we feel wasted of that armor, may we come to church, may we come to your place of worship and be filled of that armor again through worshiping you over and over again. We love you, Father, and we know that one day when you do come in the heavens, from the heavens, that we'll see each other face to face, may it be on the right side of the fence. May we receive you with open arms. And not only you, but everyone else that we've talked to, everyone else we've prayed for, everyone else that we, even a small mustard seed, have given to them. We can't wait for that day, Father, to find many surprises in heaven. May we be ready to see the beautiful glory of our Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you. And we pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.